Santa and Mrs. Claus have had their float in the shop, where it's being prepared for its unveiling to the crowds on Saturday at the 41st Peninsula Co-op Santa Claus Parade. The parade, officially presented by Czech TV, kicks off at 5:20 p.m. from Government and Belleville Streets, then heads north on Government, east on Humboldt Street and north again on Douglas Street before dispersing at the Victoria Public Market. This is the second year the parade has followed that route, rather than going straight down Government. As for the weather, the Saturday forecast calls for clear skies and a daytime high of 7°C. Santa float among dozens in parade. As for the Santa float, it's been getting a refit in the Bayview Place roundhouse, and will be sporting two huge new candy cane decorations, added lights on the reindeer reins and even a new seat for Santa himself, said parade organizer Kelly Curta, executive director of the Greater Victoria Festival Society. There's been a ton of work done on it, Curta said. We could not have completed Santa's ride this year without the amazing help and support of Bayview and the Roundhouse team. She said there are about 60 entries in the parade, with the Department of National Defense the largest one, complete with a float festooned with more than 80,000 lights. The parade was switched from a daytime affair to a lighted, late afternoon, early evening event in 1998. CFB Esquimalt Base Commander Navy Captain Kevin Whiteside and Chief Petty Officer First Class Susan Frisbee will lead Saturday's parade, followed by the Naden Band and the entry from title sponsor Peninsula Co-op. Other notable entries are a stiltwalker dressed as the Ice Queen, a Zamboni courtesy of the Capital Region Female Minor Hockey Association, and a vintage locomotive provided by the Luxton Fair. Stage's dance company will not only be in the parade as part of the Country Grocer entry, but will also perform in advance at Government and Belleville. The Disability Resource Center will be at the starting point, as well, offering a live audio description of the parade for the first time. Donations for mustard seed being collected. As always, mustard seed is our charity of choice, Curta said. This year, not only do they have an entry in the parade, but they also have a spot at Douglas and Humboldt where they're giving out hot chocolate and gluten-free cookies by donation. The mustard seeds refreshments are being provided by Chateau Victoria and the Fairmont Empress Hotel. Parade watchers are also invited to bring along non-perishable food items that will be collected during the event by mustard seed volunteers. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at the public market post-parade, where they will be posing for pictures by donation. There will also be live music and holiday treats. Road closures will be in effect for the parade from about 3:30 p.m., Victoria Police said, and vehicles won't be able to cross Douglas Street between Belleville and Bay Streets while the closures are in effect. Significant traffic delays and disruptions are expected to occur in downtown Victoria during the parade, and attendees should plan to arrive early, said police, who encouraged eastbound vehicle traffic to use the Bay Street Bridge rather than the Johnson Street Bridge. Road closures for Victoria's Santa Parade on Saturday. Belleville Street, between Douglas Street and Menzies Street, from about 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. Menzies Street, between Belleville Street and Superior Street, from about 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. Government Street, between Humboldt Street and Superior Street, from about 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. Humboldt Street, between Government Street and Douglas Street, from about 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Douglas Street, between Belleville Street and Bay Street, from about 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Inner Harbor Marina lights up Friday night. The parade is one of a trio of holiday events over the next few days, beginning Friday with the Victoria Inner Harbor Marina light up from 5 to 7 p.m. The event, featuring a variety of decorated vessels, is organized by the Greater Victoria Harbor Authority. Seasonal music from radio station Ocean 98.5 will be on tap, along with hot chocolate. Oak Bay Christmas Festival kicks off on Sunday. Rounding out the weekend is Sunday's Oak Bay Christmas Festival and Light Up in Oak Bay Village. The gathering's family-focused activities start at 2 p.m. with games, craft stations, and a chance to try roasted chestnuts, while onstage entertainment begins at 3 p.m. Santa is scheduled to arrive at 5 p.m. on an Oak Bay Fire Department truck. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.